This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
With everyone back to school, it's a reminder that the underlying argument for increases in government spending on public education is that an educated populace is a benefit to society. Well, I strongly agree, but if that's the case, then why don't we teach the basics of economics and finance? Maybe throw in a little personal finance. I mean, look at the major challenges facing society today. Poverty, trade protectionism, sustainability of healthcare, underfunded pensions, sovereign debt, technological substitutions in the job market. Every one of these is a financial and economic issue with social implications. Yet the educational establishment has no interest in teaching the basics of economics and finance. I challenge you to take a moment and answer this question. So hold on. Who does that benefit? Who does that ignorance benefit? Because it's not the children, not the young adults. I mean, we've been able to add new areas to the curriculum that focus on a variety of social justice issues like Aboriginal culture or discrimination in residential schools, but we have no time for the fundamental driver of change in society, economics and finance. And equally worrisome are the many reports by parents and some students that when it comes to the social justice issues, maybe something like climate change or gender issues, the ever-increasing role of government, the students are getting taught what to think, not how to think critically. I mean, you see this when children are protesting. You see it in the news. They're protesting about one social justice issue or another. And I wonder, do they even have a clue about any alternative views? I mean, if we're really teaching them to think critically, the students would be able to argue all sides of an issue. And if they can't, then they don't know the issue. But you know what? Sadly, there's far less emphasis on directly preparing our children for the work world they're about to enter. I mean, to borrow from Daniel Pink, author of A Whole New Mind, in a world in which there's more and more average work can be done by computer, a robot, talented foreigner, faster, cheaper, and just as well, vanilla doesn't cut it anymore. Our school's task is not just improving reading and writing and arithmetic, but entrepreneurship, technological literacy, and creativity. But as I say, that's not on the agenda. Be interesting to see if there's even a single commentary editorial this week about what we're teaching our kids in school. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.